Tuesday, May 10th, 2011. From Crew Media in Johannesburg, I'm Jessica Hanna. Making headlines, the ANC didn't know about 1,600 toilets in a Free State municipality which have been left without enclosure for the past 8 years. Secretary General Gwede Mantashe says that the ANC will take serious action. The toilets are located in Ramulotsi near Fuljunskruin in the ANC-run Motlaka municipality. He says it should not happen and should not be allowed to happen. Earlier, South African Human Rights Commission spokesperson Vincent Mwakha said the body's legal committee would discuss the issue after a complaint had been laid with the commission. NATO launched a number of missile strikes against targets in the Tripoli area on Tuesday that appeared to include Libyan leader Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's compound, witnesses report. Libyan officials said 4 children were wounded, 2 of them seriously, by flying glass caused by blasts from NATO strikes in the Tripoli area overnight. Officials showed foreign journalists a hospital in the Libyan capital where some windows had been shattered, apparently due to the blast waves from a NATO strike that toppled a nearby telecommunications tower. A witness says the direction of at least one blast suggests Gaddafi's compound has been targeted. Meanwhile, South African municipal workers have suspended their strike planned for Friday after talks with the African National Congress, says South African Municipal Workers Union spokesperson Tahir Sima. SAMWU's national leadership had been locked in closed-door meetings with the ANC and COSATU for most of yesterday and had welcomed the commitment made by the ANC to look into all areas of concern raised by the union. Some 220,000 municipal workers, excluding essential services, were planning a nationwide strike on Friday, 5 days before local government elections. Sima said yesterday the union had various concerns, chief among them that local government had failed. Also making headlines, the long-term viability of South Africa's economy is being eroded by a steady flow of above-inflation wage deals that have been making the country's overall labour market less competitive. The US is studying ways to support Egypt's economy following Hosni Mubarak's overthrow, the embassy said yesterday, and Chad's president Idriss Deby won a presidential election by a landslide according to official results released on Monday, but the outcome was rejected by the opposition as illegitimate following an election boycott. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Crema Media's news and information website. Polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.